All comments, views, and opinions expressed during the following program do not reflect the views of this station. All topics discussed are meant for educational purposes only. Talk with your doctor before starting any new treatments. Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, marriage and family therapist. Stay tuned to find out how you can open your mind to new possibilities in life.
Hello, this is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and this is Tell the Truth Faster. And welcome to the show. Tonight's show is about rituals, their importance on us psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. This is a show where we talk about anything that deals with mental health issues. I work from a very holistic approach, body, mind, and spirit. And certainly with what has gone on this week in New York and Washington, D.C., a great deal of us have been moved, both mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, by the images we've seen, and maybe we've even been touched by knowing somebody personally who has been killed either on those aircrafts or in some of the buildings or on the ground. This has not been an incredible week for us in a very positive way. And in talking about rituals tonight, to me it's important that we remember the rituals that help us heal. There are lots of different types of rituals. And because of what's gone on this week, I want to dedicate tonight to everyone who has been directly in some way affected by the terrorist attack in this country. And I know people have been affected all over the world. But other things have been going on and continue to go on this week also. And I want to dedicate tonight to my friend Todd Fetch, whose father passed away the week before this, and the memorial and funeral was just the day before the terrorist attack. And on the other side of what we're dealing with this week, I want to dedicate tonight's show to a bride and groom whose wedding I'll be officiating this Saturday, Kelvin Sakai and Regina Konzig are getting married this Saturday in Los Angeles, Marina Del Rey. And we've been working for months on a ritual that will be meaningful and personal to them. And we're going to be talking about various rituals throughout the evening. And I do not have a guest tonight, deliberately, because I thought that this would be something everyone listening in would have something to say about. So remember that there are lines to call in on if you're in the Phoenix area. The number is 602-277-KFNX, and the toll-free numbers anywhere in the country is 1-866-277-5369, 866-277-5369. The definition for ritual, established formal behavior, an established and prescribed pattern of observance, for example, in a religion. Actions done formally and repeatedly. The performance of actions or procedures in a set, ordered, and ceremonial way. A formalized pattern of actions or words followed regularly and precisely. Now, there's a psychological definition of ritual, repetitive behavior, an inflexible, stylized, and often repetitive sequence of actions. For example, repeated hand washing that may indicate an obsession. Tonight we're not talking about OCD or obsessive compulsive disorder. There are also rituals that a lot of us relate to. All of us have rituals in our lives that are not related to religion or spirituality. Addicts have rituals, and most people don't realize that when an addict goes into recovery, that there is just as difficult a time in letting go of the rituals of the seeking of the drug or behavior, the using, the rolling of a joint, the preparing a drug, the rituals involved with going to a bar or whatever it is. There are rituals around all addictions. And that's also not necessarily what we're going to be talking about tonight, but it's also something that people, I think, really need to take a look at. Separate from rituals that we're conscious of, like I was talking about, like when we go to a place of worship, I think all of us can look at the idea of rituals in our family, holiday rituals, things that are done every year, things that bring us comfort, and maybe some of the rituals are rather unhealthy rituals, things that don't necessarily bring us comfort, but we know that ritualistically, in a sense, that Thanksgiving dinner will turn into a hellish argument every year, and so a lot of people think in terms of those rituals that they don't look forward to. Bringing it back home for a moment, when we're talking about rituals, a lot of us have been involved with rituals this week. I know I had one client come in this week and say, as soon as I saw what was going on the TV, I had to go to church. There wasn't a mass or a service going on. He just needed to go and sit. That, to him, was a calming ritual, something that got him centered. Another friend of mine said that it got so intense he had to go sit on the beach, and that's something he does regularly. But there have been lots of people writing, and for some people their writing is ritual. And I'm actually going to read something my brother wrote. His name is David Altshuler. He's an investment counselor, financial planner on Long Island, and so you can imagine that this was very close to home, not just because of the fact that this was in the financial district, but also because on Long Island, a lot of the people who work down there live out on the island. And what he wrote, what he emailed me was, "I live in the Syosset-Woodbury area of Long Island. It is an affluent area about 30 miles from the World Trade Center, where a great many of us make our livings in the financial services sector. I was amazed that everyone I spoke to said they didn't directly know anyone who was missing for the first 2 days. I called friends at Oppenheimer, and they said everyone at Opp made it out okay. I spoke with a friend who is connected to Deutsche Bank, and they reported everyone got out. On TV, they were talking about people who were on the 101st floor, and they got out. I have a friend who is a fireman. He was heading in to help the rescue. Finally, last night, it hit home. My neighbor's son had begun a career in finance a few years ago. He was 24 and worked in the World Trade Center. No one has heard from him. Churches and synagogues have been holding nightly services for people to grieve together. The local gourmet food store is being inundated with orders being sent to families who have lost members. My son told me last night that a friend asked his dad to review his homework the other morning. Dad was then late for work. It saved his life. I'm sure over the next few days, as the identities of those who are lost are revealed, that my neighborhood will suffer a great toll. It will be strange not to see the same dads at the kids' basketball and soccer games. It will be sad to hear of the families shattered, people that I know referred to in the past tense. The wind has changed and is now blowing smoke towards us. When I left my house today, there was an acrid odor in the air. It is a smell I will remember." That's from my brother David Altshuler. In what he writes also about rituals, people going to churches and synagogues. Rituals often are about congregating, coming together, feeling the energy of one another as a sense of support, as a sense of motivation. The sending of food from the gourmet stores, these are rituals. Rituals come in all forms. The rituals that will come out of this will be memorial services, funerals. There will be rituals of celebration when people find that loved ones have not perished. On the other side of all this is a ritual that's going to be taking place this Saturday, Kelvin and Regina's wedding. I speak of both of these things, both one end to the other, in the same breath, because to me, to dedicate this show just to what went on this week with the terrorist attack and not address the fact that there's a circle of life, just like in the Lion King song, that there's a circle of life. And it's important that we remember, just as our hearts are aching because we loved and love people who are hurting, that it's that same love that celebrates and creates a ritual of a wedding, of a bris, of a christening, things that bring joy to the world. We need to remember that this death still exists this week. We need to remember that it was the joy that we share with people that have died at any point in our lives that keep us going and keep us remembering and keep us alive. So rituals come in many forms. And as people are calling in later, it's okay to talk about any of these rituals. As we are dedicating this to this wedding, I've done a number of weddings, actually. 5 years ago, a couple came to me and said, we'd like you to officiate our wedding. This was about 5 years ago. In fact, I saw them last night at the rehearsal dinner for Kelvin and Regina's wedding. I said, me? Why? They had heard me speak at memorials. They'd seen me. They didn't want necessarily a religious ceremony, but they wanted a sense of spirituality. They wanted that sense of love that they complimented me and said that they knew I could bring to this. And I said, well, I don't have the legal means. I'm not an ordained minister, and I don't have the legal means to say I now pronounce you. But I want to do this. I've done enough memorials. I wanted to do this. And 2 weeks later, I was an ordained minister, thanks to the Universal Life Church. There are ways of making that happen. And Todd and Karen, wedding was the first one I did 5 years ago. And after that, I did another couple who was a friend of theirs, Dave and Karen. And mixed in with these legal heterosexual weddings has also been two gay ceremonies, Jim and Dan and Clayton and Dominic. And the importance of that ceremony, whether someone be gay or straight, was the same. It meant the same. And marriage is many things in our society. It's an important choice that belongs to couples in love. In fact, many people consider their choice of partner the most important choice they ever make. Civil marriage is a legal gateway to a vast array of protections and responsibilities. There's a lot of things that come with the ability to legally marry. But marriage is also the vocabulary in which non-gay people talk of love, family, dedication, self-sacrifices, and stages of life. It's a vocabulary of love, equality, and inclusion, while recognizing that marriage should not be the sole criterion for benefits and support, nor the only family form worthy of respect. The vast majority of lesbians and gay men want the freedom to marry for the same mix of reasons as non-gay people. It's a public statement. I know that Clayton and Dominic and Dan and Jim, when they approached me, it was clearly, these are people that had been together a while. In fact, Dan and Jim had been together 5 years and had already made a commitment, but they wanted the public celebration. No different. The public statement, no different than the basic reasons most heterosexuals get married. There's love. They want to share the commitment and the ceremony and the celebration. And I think it's important that we remember that. So, the phone lines are open. Please call in. We have a lot more to talk about around rituals, and we'll be back after this message.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Okay, we need a better name for the Nextel free incoming calls promotion. Ideas?
Check this one out. Approaching cellular waves for Zip.
Next.
SKNP.
SKNP.
Somebody calls and you no pay.
Okay, we're going to go with free incoming calls.
Now when you sign up for a Nextel National Business Plan, you'll get free incoming cellular calls through December 31st, 2001. With Nextel, you've got more ways than anyone to communicate with everyone, including digital cellular, Nextel online wireless internet services, and Nextel Direct Connect, the digital two-way radio feature on our Motorola phones. Want free incoming calls? Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9 and sign up for a Nextel National Business Plan today. Nextel, how business gets done. Limited time offer. Certain restrictions apply. Credit approval required and subject to terms of a one-year promotional agreement. Now when you buy a Nextel wireless internet-ready digital phone, you'll get an identical phone totally free. Prices as low as $99.99. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Limited time offer. New activation and credit approval required and subject to terms of a one-year promotional agreement.
Hi, I'm Joe Abadili, inviting you to join me every Saturday here on KFNX 1100 on your AM dial. We talk about politics, law, government, war, love, hate, anything you want to talk about. You can call in and express your opinions, and I'll give you mine. It's straight talk. We tell it like it is. We have fun, and we learn. So try it. You'll like it. We'll talk to you this Saturday, 1100 on your AM dial at high noon.
Learn about violence in the workplace with Barry Nixon. Barry Nixon will address issues such as OSHA guidelines, legal issues involved with workplace violence, and profiling workplace violence perpetrators. So join Barry Nixon for Workplace Violence Today every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Hi, welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles, and this is our seventh show, and tonight we're talking about rituals, their importance on us psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I started out the show by definitely talking about the trauma we've all experienced this week, with the terrorist attack, and the pain that I know this whole country and actually the whole world is in, and balancing that also with dedicating the show to Kelvin and Regina, whose wedding I'm officiating this Saturday in Los Angeles. Now, we actually have a caller so far, and her name is Karen Steinwax, and Karen is part of the second couple whose wedding I performed. So welcome, Karen, to the show.
Thank you.
Yay. I want to ask you actually a couple of questions. I'm really glad that you called in as it relates to what's been going on this week in terms of the trauma we've all been experiencing and the fact that a friend of yours, friends of yours, are actually getting married this Saturday, and the importance of moving ahead with that ceremony, and why is that so important to focus on the wedding in the midst of all of this pain that the country's in?
Well, it's a coming together of you know, friends new and old, for one thing, as well as it's about life and it's about joy and it's about, you know, the circle of life, which, you know, comes around and goes around. And there's been suggestions that, you know, maybe they should postpone the wedding, but I think it's really important for everyone to be together and to focus on the positive aspects, because this is such a negative attack on humanity that's got to be eradicated. And having people, and, you know, as with any kind of wedding that you're at, Stuart, as you know, there's always all sorts of different kinds of people at these weddings, all different cultures, all different religions, you know, all different sexual orientations, all different everything. And this one is no different than the others. And it's important that people start to know people that are unlike themselves, so that some of this stupidity and hatred goes away. And this is a wonderful, perfect, joyful way to do that.
Mm-hmm. It's almost as if the wedding had been canceled, the terrorists succeeded at something else.
And they would have won.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now, let's talk about your wedding for a minute, if you don't mind. I'm sure you don't.
Never mind.
I know. You and Dave had been together how many years before you got married?
Five or six.
About 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
After all that time together, why did you decide to get married and have the kind of wedding that you had?
You know, I really don't know. I don't know, really. And we had been, you know, we're very involved with wine, and we had been up in one of the Santa Barbara wine places once, and I think Dave said to me out of the blue, this would be a great place for a wedding, which I was kind of shocked at. So I thought, But we were in Vienna, and he popped the question. And I know that he would not have asked me that or been coerced into it or done it unless he was ready. And I guess I was as well, although, you know, it was, marriage was something that I was kind of always been afraid of all my life. Neither of us had been married before. So I don't really know what it was. It was just time, and wanted to, you know, confirm this to everybody, mm-hmm. that this was something, you know, serious, and we were a couple.
And how old were you when the wedding took place?
I'm not telling you that.
Ah!
Older than most.
Well, there's a difference, I think, between, you know, it's still the emotion of the heart, but having been together and not being in your early 20s,
right.
Fresh out of high school, I mean, it was clearly a step that I think had a different level of maturity to it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, not that you're ancient or anything. I didn't mean to imply
that.
As far as the ritual itself, how did you bring it together? I mean, what was, in terms of the ceremony, in terms of aspects. You mentioned something earlier about in Kelvin and Regina's case, and, you know, in your case, it was, you know, Dave's from England,
mm-hmm.
right? And we keep having these weddings. I know, you know, with Kelvin and Regina, we have Buddhist and Catholic, and with Karen and Todd's, we had a similar combination along with the extended Jewish family,
mm-hmm.
there, and it was really honoring all of these traditions in these ceremonies. How did you decide things? How did you create a ceremony that was meaningful for you?
Well, you know, Dave did a lot of that. He had some, you know, he's Church of England, and I'm my family background is Catholic, although my mother is not Catholic. So, but neither of us are very religious in the organized religion sense whatsoever. Being outside was important to us because we have a great love of outdoors, so that was part of it. And we had our wedding in a winery,
mm-hmm.
Because that's something that we share, and, you know, there's good wine there, too.
And you didn't have to drive afterwards.
And we didn't have to drive, right. We rented buses so that people didn't do that. But as far as putting together the ceremony, and I know that, you kind of coached us through some of that as well, there was some parts of my background growing up Catholic, because I went to Catholic school as well, that I liked. I mean, there's a lot of it I don't. But the kind of, after Vatican II, everybody kind of, sharing, shaking hands and getting to know each other, which was, completely, some people who were grow up pre-Vatican II, that was just, like, so liberal, you couldn't believe it. We just wanted everybody to kind of get to know each other and to have a good time together. So that we brought in a little bit of the Catholic thing, not very much.
Okay. We're going to get back to enjoying that after a short break.
Sure.
And keep listening. We'll be right back.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Do you take vitamins to supplement your diet? Millions of people today blindly consume vitamins and supplement products without any knowledge of what they're taking. Do you know the difference between synthetic, fractionated, or whole food supplements? Standard Process does, and for 70 years they have produced the best all-natural whole food supplements available. Standard Process was founded by Dr. Royal Lee in the 1930s. Standard Process is producing their unique food supplement containing a complete dose of vitamins and minerals with their naturally occurring synergistic trace elements. All this from an organically grown whole food supplement. Find out for yourself. Call 1-800-848-5061. That's 1-800-848-5061. Call Standard Process today and feel the difference. Call 1-800-848-5061.
Should I have insurance to cover my pet? What about holistic care for my animal? What technological advances in veterinary medicine are available to my pet? Where can I go for answers? If you're a pet owner or considering getting a pet, listen to Dr. Diane Levitan on Speaking of Pets every Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. So for an informative and fun hour on animal issues, tune in to Dr. Diane Levitan as she hosts Speaking of Pets from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on AM 1100 KFNX.
Where is education headed? Find out on the Mr. EDU Show, Fridays at 1 p.m. on KFNX 1100 AM, sponsored by Collins Graphic Design School. Visit them at choosecollins.com. You'll find out about creative careers with a future in visual communications, graphic design, animation, and more. Collins has small class sizes, hands-on learning, job placement assistance, plus financial aid and scholarships if you qualify. Visit choosecollins.com or call 1-800-769-4029 Collins, where you can go farther, faster.
Here's your current KFNX weather forecast, heard at the top and bottom of every hour.
Listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique program. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Somewhere over
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist from Los Angeles, and tonight we're talking about rituals, their importance on us psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I've had on the line one of my brides, Karen Steinwax, whose wedding to her husband, Dave Robinson, I performed a few years ago, and we were talking about the winery. And I'd like you to finish what you were saying about that point before I introduce another friend of ours.
Sure. So let's say the Catholic part, that we did that, and then the winery part was important, and because we have some really dear friends who are Jewish, we were kind of looking through all the different kind of rituals, religious rituals and things for marriages online, and we found some of the Jewish faith that we really liked, and that was the blessing of the wine. So we had them participate in the wedding. They did the blessing both in English and in Hebrew, which kind of flipped out some of my Catholic relatives. But and then the rest of it we kind of wrote ourselves. We did have two readings, which people thought were kind of strange. We had one reading by Bruce Springsteen. I mean, he wasn't there, unfortunately, but my sister-in-law read one of Bruce Springsteen's songs, which really has some great lyrics. And then we also had one from Jimmy Buffett, kind of the same thing, which, you know, if you stop to think about times now, really some of the songwriters are poets of today. And rather than, we were kind of looking at Shakespeare as well, but we thought, you know, this is, a lot of these lyrics really say what we mean, and let's just kind of do this. So it was kind of a way different ceremony than anybody had ever devised, and it had a little bit of tradition, it had a lot of new things in it, and had a lot of friends stuff in it and things that we believe in as well.
Right.
I
think one of the most important things, a lot of people do things a certain way because that's always the way it's been done. They do the vows, till death do us part, all those things because that's the way it's always been done. They pray a certain way because that's the way it's always been done. They have the type of funerals or memorials because that's the way it's always been done. And to me, the importance of a ceremony is that it reflects the individuals who are being honored by it, whether it's a memorial, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a birthday party, no matter what it is, that it's personalized, it's individualized. I had a friend in Holland, actually. He and his lover, Carl and Lars, and both of them had AIDS, and we had a mutual friend that passed away, Suzanne, here in L.A. from AIDS, and they flew in for the memorial service, and they were blown away by this memorial service because it was unlike anything they'd ever seen in Holland, which usually are these dark dirges. You know, it's like, I mean, the Dutch, God bless them, know how to party and celebrate, but when they're doing a funeral, you know, it's, you know, high drama and cathedral and all this other stuff. And when they came to Suzanne's memorial, this was many years ago, they were amazed at the laughter that was going on and a videotape of her life and people spontaneously getting up to a microphone and talking about their memories of her and a dinner, a sit-down dinner being served. It was a party. And when Carl passed away, they had asked me to come over to Holland to actually officiate a similar type of memorial, which actually blew most of their Dutch friends and family away because it was something unlike it. But to this day, their family is still talking about how much more moving and how much more personal and how much more meaningful and how much more healing it really was for them because it was really about Carl and not a set rote script. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's the important part when I'm sitting with a couple. Who are you? What's your background? How do we honor your ancestors while honoring who you are today? So on that note, I also want to introduce another Karen, Karen Yamamoto, whose husband, Todd, you were the first couple whose wedding. You were the ones I was talking about earlier who said, would you do our ceremony? And I said, I couldn't because I can't. And then I could, and I did. So welcome, Karen.
Hi, Stuart. How you doing?
Hi, you. So for confusion's sake, and I know this is what the two of you are used to, the first Karen that I was speaking to for our listeners is Karen 1. And Karen Yamamoto is Karen 2. And I believe that's the way you're known in the circles, too, right?
Yeah.
So welcome, and I'm glad you joined us tonight, too.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Let's talk about your wedding for a moment. Since it was the first one that I did, and your first one, too, and your last.
Hopefully, yeah.
You and Todd had been together how long before you got married?
Before we got married, about 5 years.
About 5 years. It's that seems to be a recurring number here.
Yeah.
After 5 years together, why did you decide to have a ritual? Why did you decide to do the ceremony and make it official in that way?
It was something that we wanted to do. We wanted to take the next step in terms of committing our lives to each other publicly. We just wanted to formally make that and bind ourselves together, and that's why we decided to do it.
Okay, and creating the ritual itself.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the wedding, getting married is one thing, but creating the ceremony or the ritual is another.
Yeah.
How did you go about that, and how did it become something that was really about you and Todd and not just another script?
Well, we sat down, and the first thing we thought about was, you know, what was important to us? What did we want to do, and why is it we got to this point and this place? I think there was even a conversation where when we sat down and we started to work out the numbers first, just the budget, not even talking about how we wanted to do it or what we wanted to do. We just put some numbers together. We said, you know, this is a big financial investment. You know, do we want to put it towards a house, or do we want to put it towards a wedding, or what do we want to do? And Todd and I both sat down, and it was, I can remember the conversation clear as day. We thought that the whole reason that we had gotten to this point was because of all the people in our lives, and from all walks, the family, the friends, and that the past was brought us here, and so that it was really important to us to be able to have those people share in that commitment, and that whatever it was much more important to have that happen than anything else. And so that's where we started from, was wanting to make this something that as much as we were celebrating, that the people in our life could celebrate with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of where it started. And then we just started talking about what was important to us. And I remember Todd and I both very much believe in, whether you call it God or higher power or whatever, we very much believe in that, but neither of us are very religious family people. I think we're both very spiritual, but not necessarily what I would call religious. And so we talked a lot about that, and neither of us felt particularly important to get married in a church or in a temple. We have a wide range of religious backgrounds that contribute to us, and I think that for me personally, and I think it was also sort of resonated with him, was we very much wanted to get married outside, because for me, that's always where I've felt the closest to my God, was being outside, and that we very much wanted him or her or to be part of it, and we thought that by being outside, that was a way to sort of set the feeling for the wedding, for the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we chose to get married outside. And then after that, you know, I have an honorary family who's Jewish. I was raised Roman Catholic. My husband's father is Buddhist, and his mother's Episcopalian. So we pretty much covered all.
Right.
We're there, and it was really important to us to honor all those different parts of our families, because that's how we got here. And so we chose things that had a particular meaning for us to represent those different points of religion, spirituality, or whatever that had come to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we chose different facets. And then after that, it was the things that just meant something to us. We organized it in the way that it was meaningful. And then I have to tell you, you brought some wonderful rituals to the table on your own, which were very meaningful for us, like the band.
Let's talk further about that after this break.
Okay.
And talk more about the development of the ritual itself. And I encourage our listeners to keep listening in and feel free to call in and join the conversation. So we'll be back in a moment.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
For more than 25 years, W.L. Gore & Associates Medical Products Division have provided surgeons and patients with a wide range of healing solutions, including synthetic blood vessels, patches for soft tissue regeneration, surgical sutures for use in vascular, cardiac, general surgery, and orthopedic procedures. Our medical products work in harmony with the body's own tissues to restore normal functions. This capability facilitates less invasive procedures and offers new solutions to medical challenges. Gore has also developed a host of support services which, by improving the diagnosis and treatment of patients' conditions, meets our customers' highest expectations. For more information, please call W.L. Gore & Associates at 800-528-1866. People these days are facing more stress than ever before. Balancing career, family, and social responsibilities has become a high-stress balancing act. If you are looking for that personal satisfaction that comes with a well-balanced life experience, Dr. Elizabeth Welchel can offer you the advice you want and need. Dr. Welchel is the authority on psychological and personal growth. Cinderella Stories, Real Life Transformations with Dr. Elizabeth Welchel. Thursdays at 11 p.m. right here on AM 1100, KFNX.
What I learned from video games. If you think you got all the cherries, jump again. There's more. Pick up the Demon Skull in level 2. You'll need it for protection later. Dude, worst case, Power Command B. Jump the monkey.
Teenagers can do more than master video games. Click on WePrevent.org and learn how to make a difference. Tutor, mentor, volunteer. Help change your community and change the way the world sees you. Click on WePrevent.org or call 1-800-722-TEAMS.
A message from Gruff, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the Ad Council.
Talk to our expert hosts in the Phoenix area. Call 602-277-KFNX. Outside the Phoenix area, call toll-free 866-277-KFNX.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altschuler. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And tonight we're talking about rituals, their importance on us psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. And actually I had some friends call in tonight, Karen 1 and Karen 2. That's Karen Steinwachs and Karen Yamamoto, who are two of the brides whose weddings I've officiated at. And we've been talking about ceremony and ritual and the importance of making it something personal than something meaningless, or not necessarily just because it's old and scripted, it's meaningless, but just something that is really an expression of who the people are that are being honored, whether it's a memorial service, whether it's a wedding, a birthday celebration. So, Karen, too, you were talking about how the ceremony got created.
Yeah.
And why don't you continue with that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was a collaborative effort between ourselves and you, because obviously none of us had done this before. But, you know, I think I had mentioned there's a ritual that you created for us, and I know you've used it with a number of other people, but it was the ritual of the ring.
The empowering of the ring.
Yeah, the empowering of the ring and the continuous circle. And I have to tell you, to this day, if you know, maybe I'm having a bad day or things are a little rough or there is something I'm particularly happy about or I'm feeling really good and I'm really proud or something, I will reach down and touch my ring.
Oh,
and
that's great. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah, seriously, I do. And I do use that as a source of both remembrance and strength.
Wow.
And I remember what it was like that day. And because, for us, we just really loved our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just really had a wonderful time. And there was something seeming very special and magical that day for us. And I still go back to that, and I use the ring as a source of remembrance.
Mm-hmm. For those people that are listening, I had created this thing that actually all six of the ceremonies that I have done and will be doing this Saturday all really loved it. And it was after the exchange of the rings, and they're placed on the bride and groom's fingers, it was a way of reminding them that they could touch the ring and ground themselves in the love and the spirit of that day anytime that they're distressed or any time that the couple may be arguing or they're feeling lonely or they're feeling joyous or whatever, that energy in the ring in that moment can ground them if they just reach out and touch it and bring them back to that space. And I'm really touched and pleased to hear that it served you in a way like that.
Yeah, it has very much so.
Great.
And that was a brand new ritual because it never existed before.
But
you
it just spilled out of my fingers on the computer that night. It was the first thing I typed, and I was actually is blown away by it.
Yeah, it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it'll be again this Saturday.
I know we're talking
about weddings. You said Todd showed up there a moment ago. Does he want to add anything to the story of his wedding?
Hold on. Todd, you want to speak to Stuart for a moment?
Yeah, just a second. He just walked in the door.
Okay, well, while he's doing that, Karen, why don't you share the funeral you just described.
Yeah. I was in the house and I heard music, which is kind of, strange, like marching band music, and I went outside. The police had shut down all the streets in our neighborhood, and a lady who lived up in the corner a couple blocks away, who apparently had been not only a longtime resident, but she had had something to do with, university drill teams, apparently. She was one of the kind of founders of drill teams. So in this, she had recently died last week, and they were having a funeral mass for her at the Catholic Church up the street. And after the mass, she came out of the church, and her hearse was being preceded down these closed roads with the USC marching band, a bunch of drill team kids that she had taught drill team to. There's a local band, and they were marching down the street, full regalia, full instrumentation, the whole thing. And the USC marching band is just awesome to watch anyway. Followed by the hearse, and then everyone from the church, from the funeral mass, following the hearse, walking down the middle of the street. They went up to her house, and they had a big party. And I just can't think of a better way to go.
Uh-huh. And again, it's a way, what are funerals and memorials for? It's certainly not for the person that has died. It's a way of us grounding ourselves, being able to say goodbye, to deal with the emotions we're feeling, to celebrate life. In fact, all of the memorials and funerals that I've done or been to just about around AIDS all those years when people were in my life dying so quickly and stuff were all called celebrations of life. And, it's about honoring somebody's life and not dwelling on the dying, but allowing yourself to grieving. So, Todd, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Stuart.
Hey, welcome. I know you got in late, but we've been talking about rituals.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen, too, your Karen shared with us a little bit about how the ceremony came together. And we only have a couple of minutes left here, but you want to give us a statement about what the ceremony was like for you? And that music means we have 60 seconds.
Well, you know, the ceremony for me, as probably as well as for Karen, was special in that, you know, we were able to craft, you know, our own meaningful, you know, thoughts and I guess rituals, as you call it, things that were important to both us, but stuff that we could do to celebrate with our friends and family. Because I'm not sure if Karen mentioned, friends and family were very, very important to us, and that was, you know, just as important to have all of them there as being able to stand up there, you know, side by side with you and, you know, recite, you know, our vows and you know, tell each other how much we loved each other. But it was kind of our way of telling our friends and family, you're part of this, and we wanted you to share in this.
Great. Well, we're going to have to take a break here, and I'm glad you were a part of this, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Tell the truth faster. We'll be right back after this station break.
Stuart Altschuler, a licensed practicing psychotherapist since 1974, wants to let you know about his website at www.tellthetruthfaster.com. You will find the resources you need in these areas: self-empowerment, positive thinking, attention deficit disorder, individual and group HIV/AIDS counseling, addictions and compulsive behavior, intimacy and relationships. Get the information you need on these topics and more. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com. There's even a place to email Stuart with your questions, comments, and requests for information regarding his work. At www.tellthetruthfaster.com, you can find additional links for groups, organizations, and websites dedicated to help you identify and heal the issues you are experiencing. Visit www.tellthetruthfaster.com today.
Events in Serbia change constantly, and if you're Serbian, you need to be able to stay in touch. You need to be able to organize with a group that is just as concerned about Serbia as you are. That's why there's United Serbs of Arizona. United Serbs of Arizona keeps you connected with Serbia. United Serbs of Arizona is the only Serbian news and information radio program in the Southwest United States, giving you the Serbian perspective on news, culture, and religious events. You'll hear from the most influential people in the Serbian church, politics, and culture. It is the goal of the United Serbs of Arizona to put together an informational service to Arizona Serbs that makes sure that you stay on top of the latest developments that matter to you. It's the only radio show with a Serbian perspective, one that announces church and local events free of charge, and one that brings you the latest news and music. Listen to United Serbs of Arizona on KFNX, 1100 a.m., 3 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Serbia is important to you, and it's important to United Serbs of Arizona.
If your dog or cat is sick or in pain, they can't speak for themselves. So it's up to you to notice any change in their behavior. Listen to Vet Central broadcast live every Friday at 6 p.m. Your host, Dr. Kip Madsen, will explore vital information on animal care and research, as well as how you can make playtime with your pet more enjoyable. Don't miss Vet Central, Fridays at 6 p.m. on KFNX.
Last week, we announced the Phoenix Irish Festival on September 16th that is being coordinated by Aaron. We have since had several calls wondering, who is Aaron? Well, let me tell you about Aaron. Aaron is the acronym for Executive Resources for Irish Networking. It is an organization of Irish business owners who meet every Friday morning at the Beef Eaters restaurant in Phoenix for the purpose of enjoying their Irish heritage and passing business leads to each other. For more information, call Maureen Omar at 602-242-1235 or click on www.phoenixirishfestival.com and go to the Aaron link.
You're listening to Arizona's Talk Alternative, offering the most unique programming. 1100 KFNX, Renaissance Radio.
Tell the Truth Faster is back. Here's Stuart Altschuler.
Welcome back to our closing segment. This is Stuart Altshuler, and this is Tell the Truth Faster. I first of all want to thank my Karens, Karen Steinwach, and Karen and Todd Yamamoto for joining me tonight and sharing about their process with their ceremonies and the rituals. And certainly want to remember to send all the best wishes out to Kelvin and Regina this Saturday as they have their wedding ceremony. And we all send prayers that the planes are flying so that you can go on the honeymoon you've been planning for also. And that the planes are flying safely for everyone's sake. There is a ritual that will be happening tomorrow night. Americans show unity against terrorism, Friday, September 14th. And what this is about is Friday night, the 14th at 7 p.m., people are asked to step out of their door, stop your car, or step out of your establishment and light a candle. We will show the world that Americans are strong and united together against terrorism. Please pass this to everyone you know. Let them know to light a candle wherever they are, 7 p.m., Friday, September 14th, so that we can reach everyone across the United States. Send it out on email, make some phone calls, hand out candles. There's another email I got today that hopefully I'll have time to read. It's written by Neil Donald Walsh, Marianne Williamson, James Twyman, James Redfield, and Doreen Virtue. And it says, "Dear friends around the world, the events of this day cause every thinking person to stop their daily lives, whatever is going on in them, and to ponder deeply the larger questions of life. We search again for not only the meaning of life, but the purpose of our individual and collective experience as we have created it, and we look earnestly for ways in which we might recreate ourselves anew as human species, so that we will never treat each other this way again. The hour has come for us to demonstrate at the highest level our most extraordinary thought about who we really are. There are two possible responses to what has occurred today. The first comes from love, the second from fear. If we come from fear, we may panic and do things as individuals and as nations that could only cause further damage. If we come from love, we will find refuge and strength, even as we provide it to others. This is the moment of your ministry. This is the time of teaching. What you teach at this time through your every word and action right now will remain as indelible lessons in the hearts and minds of those whose lives you touch both now and for years to come." Now, I realize I don't have time to read the rest of this, but I think you get the gist of it. It's about going into your hearts, doing the right thing, doing things that are healing for our fellow men and women on the planet as a way of healing the pain and the damage that's been done this week. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining me. Next week, my guest will be Bill Benson, another marriage and family therapist, and we'll be dealing with issues around grief and loss. Partially, his specialty is around the loss of pets, but we'll be dealing with grief and loss in a lot of areas. So tune in next week. Thank you.
Tell the Truth Faster, hosted by Stuart Altshuler, is broadcast live every week at the same time. Thank you for listening.
Purchasing a brand new car, the largest debt you can accrue is a mortgage to finance the purchase of a house. For people with excellent credit,